Hello. You all right, mate?
Ah, hello, Mr. Lucas. How are you?
Do you know what, right? We're going to win the league.
Do you think?
Yes.
No, I don't. It's all gone. It's all gone, Pete fucking Tong.
No, it hasn't, mate. Man United are going to do us a favour 24th of May.
Man United are going to roll over.
How the fuck?
Of course they are.
Man United hate Man City. Right. Okay. Right. Hello. And welcome.
Oh, yeah. We're back. Just this formality.
Yeah. Two Tribes podcast is back. We've just finished the Liverpool derby. Everton versus Liverpool. 0-0, a fucking shit game. Absolute dog shit game. What are you drinking, mate?
Oh well, I'm in late tomorrow, so I'm on my fourth can of Magnus.
Oh, good lad. I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Up the fucking Reds.
No, blowing it, mate, blowing it.
No, fuck off, you nonce. No, you're not a nonce. I love you. Oh, I can't stop saying nonce. I don't mean nonce. When I say nonce, right, you're not a nonce. Nick's a nonce. No, he's not. Nick will be like...
Hey, you fucking wanker.
Oi, what the fuck are you talking about, you fucking cunt?
You mug.
You fucking... You know, you're a nonce. Yeah. Me and my friend Jimmy, my uncle Jimmy, who used to baff me, he used to say that you're a nonce.
Yeah, when I was a boy.
When I was a boy and I was eating my cockles with vinegar on or something like that, with pie, with peas or something, whatever his fucking cockneys eat.
With a side plate of jelly deals.
That's the one, yeah. I used to sit with my Uncle Jimmy in the bath naked with Marmite all over my privates. Anyway, the ways to contact the show, right? Welcome to Two Tribes. Hit us up on Twitter, Two Tribes Pod, and Two Tribes Podcast @gmail.com. Right, so you're drinking Magnus. I am drinking. Glenn Grant, the Major's Reserve.
The Major's Reserve. Haven't you got through that yet?
I've still got three bottles left, mate. Now, Carla got me for Christmas. Do you know what, right? Carla, my sister-in-law, is wonderful. She's much maligned. She's a pain in the arse. She's like my second wife. I get none of the perks. Just a little hand job every so often would do me. Do you know what I mean? But I get fuck all.
Does Phil listen to this?
I don't give a fuck. Do you know what? Phil wouldn't give a fuck if she gave me a little hand job while I was walking his twins. She bought me a lovely whiskey glass for me birthday. It's got all the Liverpool skyline at the top. Lovely.
So, I saw it. You put it on Facebook.
Looks nice.
Is that from that the Liverpool shop that used to be our sponsor?
Yeah, the Liverpool Gift Gallery. Which, do you know what? I still love the Liverpool Gift Gallery. They don't sponsor us anymore because
of the potty mouth.
Because I was a little bit inappropriate on Twitter talking about bum and dogs or something. So, right. You did want to go over the results since we've last recorded.
Yeah, I mean, we've missed a few.
Have you got them in front of you? Because I haven't.
Yeah, well...
Oh, okay, then. Go ahead, then. Before we get to the derby.
Start with the Liverpool and Bournemouth game.
Yeah.
We won that 3-0, didn't we?
Yeah.
With Mane, Wijnaldum and Salah.
Wijnaldum scored an absolute worldie that game, I seem to remember.
Yeah. If Ronaldo or Messi had scored, they'd still be talking about it today.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because it's our little Dutch fella. Nah. It's just been swept under the carpet.
He's looked a bit tired the last couple of games. He's world class. He is a world class player.
Yeah, he's let me down on the betting stakes, to be honest, because when he hit that little bit of form, as you know, every season I pick one player and I back him to be a goal scorer every game.
Is that what you do, is it?
Yeah, he always used to be Danny Murphy. He was basically the penalty taker. And then when Milner wasn't getting regular games, I swapped it to Wijnaldum. And he's let me down recently. Let me down today as well.
Yeah.
So normally, like Danny Murphy, I cleared up them a couple of years. Danny Murphy made a bloody mint off him.
When you say you put a bet on, right, what is your typical Danny Murphy to score every game bet? A fiver, a pound, a tenner?
Every week, £10 would be either the first goal scorer or to score every time, depending on the odds.
Okay. I'm just getting a feel, because I'm not a gambler and I'm shit at gambling.
No, I don't bet on the horse or anything. Just like a little footy accumulator, and then when Liverpool are playing, I do just see the first goal scorer.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not a weird gambler, just a little punt.
Yeah, well, I am, because I'm a floating head on an advert. It's the odds. I can't even remember who Beth read. No, who is it? Who the fuck am I?
It's 365.
Oh, yeah, 365. Is it 365? I can't fucking remember.
I think it's Bet365. I can't even say it. Bet365.
Who the fuck is that? Is that Nick? I think it's Nick, yeah. Oi, you can. So that's your bet anyway. So this season you've been doing, well, he's not a bit, he hasn't been a big goal. He's only ever scored, I think, 10 for Newcastle, maybe, was it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can go for Salah or Firmino or whatever, but the odds aren't really worth doing. Yeah, probably over the course of the season, I'd be in a plus, I'd be in the red. But you know me, I like to, something over 10 to 1, something
you
like
need
that.
A Steve McMahon, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway, it's not working at the moment. I might have to rethink my tactics and pick someone else.
Well, stay with them to the end of the season. Stay with them.
I might start doing Van Dijk.
Van Dong. He's got to be hung like a fucking giraffe. Him. He's got everything else fucking going for him. I bet you when he gets in that shower, little fucking Mo Salah standing next to him with his little shrimp of a dick. And Van Dijk's like that. Oh, hello there, Mo Salah. Do you want to? Do you mind if I rest my penis on your afro?
I'm sure that happens.
While I smoking on the ganja.
I think Graeme Souness used to do that to Sammy Lee as well, didn't he?
Everyone used to do that to Sammy Lee. That's why he got shorter as he carried on playing.
The weight on the shoulder.
The weight of the cocks.
Anyway, let's get back on track.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. So, go ahead.
The Bournemouth game. The highlights of the Bournemouth game, obviously, was Wijnaldum's goal. Then what was the game after that? We had Watford, Everton. Watford won 1-0.
Everton have been shit. And that's, I'm not being bitter because you've just drew with us. But Everton have been shocking since Christmas.
Yeah, they have.
They've been really, really poor. If they didn't have, they've been on 33 points, I think. I know they're on 37 now, so they're basically safe because the teams below them are fucking dog shit. But they were on 33 points for a good while.
Yeah. The wheels will come off, but I mean, that was Marco Silva's first time back at Watford since he shit on him.
Yeah, and he did shit on him.
What's his face as well, their striker, Richarlison. It was his first time back, and they got a rapturous applause from the crowd. Did you see that? They were all had inflatable snakes and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They were Van Hooydonk's fucking cocks. They were.
Sammy Lee had nightmares.
Flashbacks. Game shooter, his helmet.
I mean, looking at the tactic, the stats from that game, it seemed pretty even, but from what I saw in Match of the Day, I don't think Everton had much of the play. The same, Watford had 46% of the possession. They had 7 shots to Everton's 9, 2 on target to Everton's 4. But the highlights I saw, it was just showing mainly all Watford.
Yeah, man. Well, match of the day can be like that sometimes, can't it? Yeah.
I mean, I'm being a bit of a disservice because Everton hit the crossbar 2 or 3 times with the post. So they had the chances.
Yeah, but you were playing at Watford and they hit the crossbar at Fulham.
Pickford made a cracking save with his face.
With his little hands.
His hands missed. It came off his face. I mean, to be fair, they had a couple of chances where they should have scored. I'm off the top of my head, Calvert-Lewin should have scored. Someone else. I think, what's his name? That fella you can't pronounce. Dean. I think he should have scored as well.
Yeah.
But I think so. I suppose they were a little bit unlucky. But Zuma got sent off at the end, didn't he, as well? That was a bit of a highlight.
Yeah.
He was arguing over the ref over the because they scored from a non-corner, didn't he? You remember? The ref gave a corner saying Pickford knocked it out with his hands, but he didn't touch it.
Little Jeremy Beadland.
and obviously they scored from the consequential corner. So I think he was kicking off about that and got his second yellow. Boom, you're off the next game, pal.
Get off you, knobhead.
Next, we've got the amazing game that was Man United versus Liverpool. They were there for the taking, really. I don't think I've spoken to you since this game.
Well, I missed the first half because I was in work and whatnot. And I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing when I seen the stats for the first half. You know, the 3 substitutions, the 1 substitution.
Yeah.
Man United were there for the taking. You know, the most overrated player in the Mr. Bond, come with us while I stroke my cat. I'm going to spin round on my leather chair now and I'm going to the Premier League. You will not see the Premier League again, Mr. Bond. But anyway, they were fucking shit, United.
I mean, I fancied us beforehand anyway, but then they were dropping like flies. Rashford's got injured. He was obviously with his pace.
He's fucking shit, Rashford. I don't give a shit what anyone says. If that is the quality of an England striker, then we're fucked. He's a championship player at best. Honest to God, when am I ever wrong in these things?
Even I've got to scoff at that a little bit.
Yeah, but you know I'm right.
He's a young talent.
He's
not the finished article.
I bet you he's only 2 years younger than Harry Kane. I bet you. Alexa, how old is Harry Kane? 25.
Harry Kane is 25 years old.
25? He's got a face like a fucking cunt.
An old cunt.
Yeah. Alexa, how old is Marcus Rashford? Is that his name?
Marcus Rashford is 21 years old.
All right, 4 years. He's got a face like my fucking ring piece. his face is all the wrong shape, like it's all been put together wrong.
Just like your anus.
Oh, my bum, all this fucking boss. No, it was a terrible game of football. The second half, it felt very much like one of these charity games where all the substitutions are made after 30 minutes and then 50 minutes and then half time. And so
I think Klopp missed the game. Yeah. Klopp missed the trick because he left Trent Arnold on the bench, didn't he? Because he wasn't fully fit, and put Milner in that space.
Yeah.
To compensate for Rashford's speed. Now Rashford got injured after a few minutes.
So put Trent on.
So I'd have put Trent back on, put Milner back in the middle.
Yeah, definitely.
Trent would have handled him easy.
Yeah.
Rashford,
we're going ahead of ourselves, but the Watford game, Mo Salah on the right, Trent on the right, they destroyed Watford.
Yeah.
You know, all day long. In Klopp's defence, right, especially after tonight's game, which we're going to get to in a minute, I think we've got now 5 clean sheets on the bounce.
Go on then. I'll take that.
Yeah, now that is something fucking special. this Liverpool team, I'm normally the pessimist. You're saying we've lost the league, but this is a special Liverpool team. We're going up against this league against a very tired Manchester City team. They're tired. I swear to God, I've been watching them for 5 weeks now, and they're blowing chunks.
Yeah, their last two results have only won 1-0, haven't they?
Yeah, and 1-0 will win the league. If they win the next 9 games, 1-0, they've won the league. And do you know what? They deserve to win the league. They deserve to... If they can go and beat everything that's in front of them, then God love them. They deserve to win the league. We've blown our chance to control the destiny of the league title. Leicester and West Ham, them two draws are catastrophic. To draw away at Old Trafford is not a bad result.
Yeah.
Look at Man United since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the happiest little fucking whatever country he comes from, pixie he is. Where is he, Denmark or something?
I think he's Danish, isn't he?
Danish, yeah. Right, he's a happy little cunt. He's dead fucking happy. Everyone fucking loves him. I love watching Man United again. I've never liked watching Man United. Right, They're fucking lovely to watch. They've gone from the villains of the Premier League to a nice little fucking boss little team. They're still undefeated since he took over. I know they've lost in Europe, but still undefeated in the league.
Yeah.
That's fucking astonishing when you think about it. I mean, it's more the slander of their players because their players are a bunch of cunts.
Yeah, I was going to say, a manager coming in doesn't make that much difference in my eyes. I think player power was there to get rid of Mourinho. Yeah. And I think they underplayed to get him out.
Yeah, definitely.
And if Solskjaer just came in and said, hey, now just go out and enjoy yourselves.
Where's he from?
That was Dutch Irish.
Oh, I'm going back under my shamrock.
But he said they've gone back to the attacking Man United of the Ferguson years. Now he's no Ferguson, so I think we've alluded to this before. You can't tell me Ferguson isn't in the background somewhere.
Ferguson, I'm sure he was on the pitch for the 2-0 defeat in Europe. I'm sure he come on the, or wasn't he in the dugout or something?
I don't know. He's got his hand up Solskjaer's arse and he's playing him like a puppet.
Yeah. But Ferguson is a man who's had a fucking brain hemorrhage in the last 2 years and should be fucking taking it easy. I'm not going to slag Ferguson off at all because he deserves everything he fucking... You know, he's a fucking... It pains me to say... No, Paisley's the greatest because he won all them European Cups. But Ferguson is fucking right up there, right next to him, and he deserves his plaudits.
Yeah. He's you can imagine him going into a dressing room now. And it's going to lift the players, isn't it?
He's an inspirational
talker.
Yeah. Definitely.
He'll be telling about how they can be as great as his teams. Go up and attack, go up and be the Man United we know that we want to be. Because Mourinho was too bloody defensive minded. It was horrible watching Man United. I used to work at Manchester and all the Man U fans there, I'd say, you really pay to go and watch that. Go and watch your team defend at home. It was embarrassing.
It's hard to say what Manchester United should have done when Ferguson retired. He tried to do the right thing and going for Moyes, somebody who was a seasoned pro in Premier League football. He was never going to kick on with them.
Yeah, it was no secret that he was getting moulded, wasn't he? Moyes was getting moulded to take the role. Probably 2 seasons before he even went.
You've got to think, if you see Ferguson left, I mean, this is a Liverpool Everton podcast, but Ferguson left when Manchester United needed rebuilding.
Yeah.
He didn't leave at the height of their powers. The season when he told everyone he was going to bow out and he started losing the games, that's when he should have left. But he didn't. He rebuilt again. He won the league again. He won fucking everything again. And when it became apparent that it was too big and he was too old, that's when he left. And it bit him on the ass.
Anyway, enough about Man United.
Yeah, fuck Man United. If you're a fucking man, can you listen to this? I hope you fucking die. Oh, no, I don't. That's harsh. You're a cunt. I'm just pouring myself another whiskey. Oh, it's fucking large. Oh.
So there was nothing really special happened to Man United game, Man United Liverpool game, apart from obviously all the sendings off and a massive missed chance for 3 points.
Yeah.
I think he just basically went near Klopp, not trying to get beat.
Exactly. And that's where the 0-0 comes into it. Another clean sheet.
Yeah. If he'd have gone for it, if he'd have gone with more attacking minded, we'd have ripped them and you won in the first half.
He hasn't got a good record against the Manx since he took over.
I think if he'd have gone for it, I reckon we'd have been 2 or 3 up at half time.
Yeah, but hey ho.
Hey ho. And then next game we've missed was the Liverpool Watford game.
Oh, what a twatting.
Well, I was working. I was supposed to be back in time. I'd have missed probably the first 10 minutes, but my train was delayed. So I got back late anyway. And then my channel wasn't working. So I had to fire us a little email to get that back up and running. So I missed the first 2 goals.
It was. People are comparing that to the 87-88 Liverpool 5, Nottingham Forest 0 game. Now, that 87-88 game against Nottingham Forest were a exceptionally good team. They beat us that season. So we only lost 2 games that year, one against Everton and one against Nottingham Forest. We put them out in the semi-final at the FA Cup, and then we went on to play Wimbledon. We played them 3 times in a week. We lost one, we put them out in the cup, and then we destroyed them 5-0. This is a good Watford team, but these aren't a patchy on that Nottingham Forest team.
No, I mean, I was at that 5-0 Forest game.
Oh, was
that, you? Yeah, that was amazing.
Yummy. Bastard.
That was a fantastic game. That was the year when every time Liverpool had an amazing game, they brought the video out.
Yeah.
Tom Finney said that was the most accomplished team performance he'd ever seen.
Well, I've just followed Mersey Goals, I think it is, on YouTube. And what he does, he puts out compilations from players from Liverpool and Everton. He's very much like this podcast. But he's also put, I think it's 8 of the best from Greavesy, or 6 of the best. Now, I had that video.
I remember that video.
It's a full video on there. I can't wait to sit down and watch it because I knew every word of that video. So, come on. So, Everton went and beat Cardiff as well, 3-0.
Did it?
Now, and this was a battle of 2 shit teams and Cardiff held their own, because I watched some of this game as well. Cardiff held their own for as long as they could, and then basically just sort of self-destructed and allowed Everton to win, almost.
Yeah, I think, I know Sigurdsson got 2, didn't he? I didn't actually see any of this. I saw the goal scorers.
He's
the
done
goals.
Fuck all year.
Yeah, he has been quiet, but he's a class act, you know what I mean? He hasn't got as many goals as what he normally
would
expect
improve,
to get.
Would improve? Whoa, Mr. Bond.
In this Premier League.
In this Premier League season, would he improve the Liverpool team?
Compared to what we've got, I mean, you know my feelings with Henderson.
I love Henderson.
I know you love Henderson. I'm still on the fence. He still has 1 good game out of 4 for me.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay. So, but Sigurdsson, he's not lit the Premiership up this season.
That Flurry actually up.
So I think if we're going to replace Henderson, I think we're going to have to go bigger and better than Sigurdsson.
Yeah, definitely. Lallana is going to go first before him.
Lallana's got his days of number down. He's definitely going to go.
God love him. I'm not slagging Lallana off. I wonder. Right, let's get on to Everton 0, Liverpool 0 today. Mere hours ago.
Now, in work, we're obviously working with Liverpool and Everton fans. And I was saying to them all, this is probably the first time I haven't been crapping myself. I feel really confident we're going to get results. And obviously, my gut doesn't work on the same premise as your. Well, it does actually, because whatever you think you're going to lose, you win.
Yeah.
So my gut had a Lucas moment. And I felt really confident.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. We haven't had a chance to record and say, oh, what's up? Oh, I need to get the league, the little scores out from under the microwave. But I felt confident this game, and you know my magic gut. So,
yeah.
There's the washing machine on its final spin. There's the scores. I've got them from the magic microwave.
So if anyone hasn't listened to one of these before, Craig's magical gut, whenever he feels as though, whenever he feels really confident, more often than not, we lose.
Or slip up.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
When he feels confident, we slip up. When he doesn't feel confident, we're emphatic.
Yeah. So I felt quietly confident this game. It didn't bother me. This Everton team is the worst Everton team in living memory, as far as I'm concerned. And why it's the worst Everton team is because they've spent over 200 million on players. Just say that slowly. I know we've spent money, but we've sold as well. 200 million. And my barometer for everything in football is Peter Beardsley from Newcastle to Liverpool. It was either 1.7 or 1.9 million. And I know it's a different world now, but Everton have spent 200 million. That's the same type of money that Real Madrid would spend on building a new team, or Barcelona would spend on bringing, you know, we've brought in Van Dijk for 75 million. 200 million is basically, it's a little bit short, but it's three Van Dijks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've paid 75 million on a player who's totally transformed our team. I think you can't go back and compare to Beardsley, because what would Beardsley be worth in today's market?
Of course. But it's hard to put it into what I mean by that. But, you know, Beardsley would probably be, well, if Van Dijk's a 75 million, Beardsley would be up there. But that's my barometer for what an amazing player we got for that money back then. Everton are shit for what they've spent.
If you're going to be like, you could turn around and say, we got bloody Ian Rush for 300,000.
Yeah, I know, but Beardsley for the money that we paid, we got Barnes for something like 750,000.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we had to pay what we paid for Beardsley. And I adore Peter Beardsley. I would watch Peter Beardsley talking about his time at Liverpool now, but he doesn't.
It's my favourite segment on Atletico Mints.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, his beard is fucking boss. The way she lets him have a go of her tits if he does a boss fucking scrambled egg or something.
Him and Roy Hodgson.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
Fucking class.
That, I mean, right, tangent alert, Atletico Mints is probably the greatest football podcast ever.
If you haven't heard it, my God, go and download it.
Yeah. Top Flight Time Machine. has become less and less about football over the last 3 months.
Yeah.
They're clinging on to football by the skin of the teeth. They've also sold out and have got a Patreon page. The fucking spineless gosh, right? but Atletico Mint is still at the heart of it is a football podcast.
Yeah. And every episode is better than
the last. Oh, I just shoved that for 20 minutes.
I love it.
Then whoever edits this show must have fucking hundreds of hours of them.
It's one of them podcasts where if you sat on a train or you're in your work mess room or whatever with your headphones in, you just can't help but burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Definitely. And everyone turns and looks at you and what the fuck are you listening to?
Bob Mortimer is he's basically one of my heroes. Vic and Bob. Vic is as well, but both of them are fucking hell. And you know what? Andy Dawson, he's a straight man, but he invented whatever. So for that, fucking hell, Andy Reid, you're a legend. So, I mean, should we draw a line under today's result?
Yeah, missed opportunity again. I mean, I didn't see the stats at the end because it turned off in disgust, but...
It was just muddy.
I just remember Salah should have scored, didn't he, when he went through one-on-one with Pickford. Pulled out a great save.
Pickford, to be fair, pulled off two wonderful saves. Our keeper pulled out one wonderful save. So it was a battle of the goalies. If Mo Salah had made two clinical passes instead of having the shots, we might have won the game.
Yeah, I mean, the first touches from the whole team were abysmal.
You see,
nothing stuck.
Mo Salah is amazing at the moment, but he is still not in the same league as Luis Suarez. And Luis Suarez, when he went to Barcelona, he had evolved to... He was almost untouchable. If there was a shot on, he would take the shot and score. If the shot wasn't 100%, he would make the pass and whoever he passed to would score.
Yeah.
And Mo Salah still isn't there yet. He's fucking phenomenal at what he does. But, at Watford, he was never going to score because he didn't get a fucking chance. When he got the ball, there was four Watford defenders around him.
Yeah, I personally wanted Firmino to start. When I found he was fit, I wanted him to start because Origi, I know you couldn't drop Origi because the last game he had a great game, you know, he scored and all that. But for me, Firmino is the engine of them three, the front three. Because he pulls back towards the centre line, the halfway line, and pulls defenders out of place, which makes the gaps behind for Salah and Mane to run into. And there was none of that going on.
I seen Origi at before kickoff, literally just before the kickoff, and his body language wasn't a man who was ready to rip Everton an arsehole. Yeah. His shoulders were stooped. And I said to Grandad, I'm going to shout out to Nanny and Grandad, right? They've been in their new bungalow for a week today, and this was their first Sunday dinner in the new bungalow. It's been a massively stressful week for the nana and the granddad. They've moved out of the family home of 30 years into this bungalow. And we made a bloody good go of it today. The people who were there, not everyone was there. So it was a half-cocked Sunday dinner. But that's for the first Sunday dinner, that's what you want. It was fucking textbook. Me and granddad were able to watch three games of football today. And have a few beers together. It was a fucking lovely day. And I don't say that very often about Sundays, but it was a fucking lovely Sunday. So yeah. So that's that. But, I agree with you.
Yeah, and then when Firmino came on, I thought, right, here we go. And then everything was bouncing off him as well. Everything was fired into him, it was just bouncing off him.
It was just one of them games, though. It was just a bouncing off... For me, maybe just a midfielder just twats one. you know, yeah. Ronnie Whelan, Jan Mulby, Steve McMahon, just twat one and see what happens. Pickford made a save, it bounces out, someone slots it home. That's what might have been all it took, but it didn't happen. I mean, we seem to want to pass the ball into the net sometimes, and tonight was one of them games.
Maybe if there's anything to take out of this game is now pressure's off. Man City back at top, equal games. Man City are back where everyone thinks they deserve to be. Pressure's off Liverpool now.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at it this way. Man City have played some astronomical football. We've still conceded 5 less goals than them. We're only 6 or 7. Our goal difference only about 8 below them. Yeah. But we've got the best defence, in the league. We've still only lost one game. They've lost 4 games. We've drawn too many games.
We've drawn them, yeah.
Yeah. The points total for what we've got is fucking astronomical. I am positive, and I know my gut, but my gut works on a match-to-match basis. But my gut says we're in a fucking wonderful position to win the league because we've only got Chelsea at Anfield and Tottenham at Anfield. Burnley away is a banana skin. That's our next game, and we'll come on to that in a minute when we predict our scores. But they're the only two big... it's a disrespect. I don't want to say that. But they're the only two big games we've got left.
Yeah, I agree.
And Tottenham are shit, mate.
It's just a shame that we've dropped these points. We've got the draws where we could have been 12 points clear, whatever, 10, 12 points clear. So if we do end up not winning this league, it's going to be thought of as an unsuccessful season.
Do you know what? But we've been beaten. I mean, right, we haven't been beaten. There's 27 points still to play for. But if we do get beat, we've been beaten by one of the greatest football teams that have ever walked the planet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If we do hold on to second place and we do finish second, even if we finish third, so that's a successful season to me, you know what I mean?
Because it's not.
No, it's not. When you look at it as, no, we should be looking at winning things. That's not a successful season. But when you look that, like you say, Man City have assembled probably the greatest team the Premiership has ever seen. Probably even in the top 3 or 4 sides in the world. When you look at the Barcelona, Madrid sides, Munich sides.
The only thing I will say is Man City are on the verge of not only getting a transfer embargo put on them, but potentially kicked out of European football. Because of their transfer dealings and the whatever that thing is where, you know, the unfair signings and stuff like that.
Well, Chelsea have just had it, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got a 2-season transfer ban. Now, imagine what glorious, glorious world this would be if the Premier League just went, right, none of yous can make a signing now for 2 years. Imagine all the money, you know, all the club's debts would be paid off within 2 seasons. All the youth players, you know, Chelsea have got 70 or odd players on the books, for God's sake. Liverpool can't be far behind them.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the thing I hate about this league, that you'd expect it to just come in and be an instant success. So these youngsters who are going through the youth academies, they'll get so far and then they'll just be farmed out. Yeah. They'll just be loaned out, eventually bought by a little championship team or whatever. I thought when I had the LFC TV, I used to watch the reserves quite regular. And I thought Connor Cody was going to be the next greatest thing. And I was absolutely devastated when we sold him.
But do you know what? He's having a blinding season at Wolves. And we don't know that we haven't got a buyback. Because imagine Van Hooydonk, Van Dingle, fucking...
Van Dingle from Everdale.
Yeah. With Cody next to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if he'd have stayed at Liverpool and learned the Liverpool way sort of thing, it'd be an even better player than what he is now.
But he's got Premiership experience now, whereas at staying at Liverpool, he's got sitting on the bench experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There is no bringing players through the ranks anymore. I know you might get the odd one coming through. This a wonder kid will stay and come out, come through.
Well, Arnold is the greatest fucking left back or right back, whatever he is that we've got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You might get the occasional one, but most of them, the teams just want to go and buy a Van Dijk. They'll pay the 75 million because they know they're getting a ready-made footballer for their squad. They don't have to take gambles on him to know that he's the finished article.
Right, come on. Let's go on to predictions for the next couple of games. So we've got Burnley, Liverpool. Who've Everton got?
No idea.
Why would we? Who gives a fuck this shit?
Let's have a look. Where's me?
Where's me fixed your booklets? Tippy tappy on the keyboard.
No. I'm going old school. I've got
They must be away as well because they've just played at home, haven't they? We're away at Burnley.
Where are we, Marsh? So, according to my booklets, as long as there's been no change, they're away to Newcastle.
Oh, Rafa. Okay. Newcastle, Everton. So, Results bot is bottom of the league with 6 points. He's saying 1-0 Burnley Liverpool, so that's a fuck up for us. But also 1-0 Newcastle Everton. Mm-hmm. So that's a fuck up for Everton. He's on 6 points. You're second in the league on 7 points. So you can have the first pick of Burnley Liverpool and I'll have the first pick of Newcastle Everton.
It's Burnley away. I'm gonna go 0-2.
Ooh, confident. 0-2. Okay. I'm going to be like the little cockney fella from Top Flight Time Machine. I'm going with my gut. I'm going 3-0 Liverpool. I don't fucking do that. Okay, Newcastle Everton, I'll go first. 2-1 Newcastle. In Rafa, I trust. And his new American, I trust.
Well, I'm going to go a 1-1 draw.
Oh, so there we go. So they're written down. We're going to try and get a show out after these results. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Smashing super. Should we go on to the next bit of the podcast?
The yesteryear derbies.
Yeah, the bit that everyone loves.
We're up to 82-83, I believe.
Yes. Now, there's a song after this first derby. So this is Saturday, the 6th of November, 1982. I'm not going to ask you to sing the song. I'm certainly not going to sing the song. But Mr. Ian Rush scored 4 goals against the mighty Blue Shite.
Yeah.
And we won 5-0 at Goodison Park. Which, when you watch the footage, I love the one where he hits the post and he slots it in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Neville Southall. I love Neville Southall. He was genuinely one of the greatest goalkeepers to ever fucking play football. And he is so angry.
Oh, Christ, he hates Rush, doesn't he? Rush always scores against him.
Oh. Now, the Everton team that day, it was Southall, Keeley, Billy Wright, Burrows, Bailey, Sheedy, Steve McMahon.
Man.
One of my greatest fucking... Oh, I love him. Andy King, Graeme Sharp, Adrian Heath, and David Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
Is that our David Johnson?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me get this straight. Is this before or after he was a Liverpool player?
It's after, isn't it? Did he leave us? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, he left us with 7, didn't he?
I think, yeah, that's fucking bonkers, that.
Oh, yeah, hold on, have I got my times mixed up here? Or do you, oh, Christ, I don't know, you know.
Fucking hell. I think so. I don't remember him being...
The thing I remember of this game, though, I know Rush got his four, and when I was looking it up the other week, it was the first Derby hat-trick since 1935.
Yeah.
The main memory I've got of this game is when Lawrenson scores.
Oh.
His celebration is boss.
Yeah, he's got no teeth in.
Yeah, big gap teeth, big gappy smile. Yeah. Not like a big sort of fist in the air.
He's literally shouting.
Now I'm never going to have to watch that again without thinking I'm saying that. Every time I see that clip now.
No, it was fucking amazing. What a fucking game.
Yeah. That's when, obviously, when I was looking at all the stats last week, when because we haven't done recording, we missed out last week when we were going to. So when I was looking at the recordings, this match is on YouTube, the highlights. And the first goal for us, what an imperious Alan Hansen, the way he stepped out.
Yeah.
Ran half of his half and then slotted the ball through perfectly on a plate for Rush to put it away.
52,741 souls watched this game.
Yeah.
I won't pretend I was there because I fucking wasn't.
No.
But interesting. I mean, David Johnson was subbed by Kevin Richardson at half time. Now, I remember Kevin Richardson. Did he play for Liverpool?
Kevin Richardson, was he big, tall?
With a muzzy, he had like a porno fucking muzzy.
Is that the same Kevin Richardson?
I need to find out.
Yeah.
And at half time, Dalglish was taken off and Dave Hodgson come on for the second half. Howard Kendall, obviously the great Howard Kendall, and the great Bob Paisley.
I believe there was an Everton sending off as well, wasn't there? Keely got sent off. I think. Dalglish. Remember him from the clip I saw. Dalglish went through on goal, and he pulled him back. He was the last man. Just got all his shoulders and yanked him back.
So I bet you know the blue shite fucking hung on to that.
Dalglish also had a goal disallowed.
Fucking hell!
The linesman and the referee. The linesman, he scored. Linesman said nothing, goal. And then the referee ran over to him. They had a conflab for about 30 seconds or whatever. And then he disallowed it.
Cunt.
I think the referee overruled the linesman. Because the linesman said it was a goal.
So the Liverpool team that day was Grobbelaar, Kennedy, Lawrenson, Hansen, Neil, Phil Thompson, Graeme Souness, Craig Johnson, Sammy Lee, Ian Rush and Dalglish. What a fucking team, mate. Oh, my God, what a team. Every one of them has got me wet.
Yeah, can't argue with that, yeah. This is still not the team that I used to go and watch, though. This is still before my going to watch years.
Yeah, same for me. I wasn't interested in football at this point. Still not interested.
I mean, this 82 season, we won the league. Everton finished seventh.
Well, yeah, we've got the Liverpool-Everton.
Oh, it's a bit of a fucking non-event, isn't it?
Yeah, 0-0. So, Grobbelaar, Kennedy, Lawrenson, Hansen, Neil, Johnson, Lee, Souness, come off at half-time, Dave Hodgson, Ronnie Whelan, fucking love Ronnie Whelan, Ian Rush, Dalglish, Jim Arnold
for South goal.
Yeah. Ratcliffe, Bailey, Stevens, Higgins, Richardson, Sheedy, McMahon, Irvine, Alan Irvine.
Yeah.
Did he play for Liverpool at some point?
No. He's in the backroom staff for Everton, wasn't he, for years.
Was he? I'm sure he played for Liverpool. Adrian Heath, Graeme Sharp, and again, Irvine come off on 40. This might be wrong, this, because people don't come off at half time. So, Alan Ainscough. Well, you don't in the two games of this season, it's saying 46 minutes substitution. I'm not having that. So this was a 0-0, 44,737. Neil Midgley, no, I remember that referee.
The ref, yeah.
Yeah. So 0-0, we don't know what happened, who cares? Crack on, go ahead. League table.
Liverpool won Championship.
Boom!
On 82 points.
82 points, 42 Everton. Games.
The top five was Liverpool, Watford, look at 71 points.
Look at Watford's points, right?
Yeah.
How many points have Liverpool got today?
I don't know.
I think it's 70, mate. And Man United come third on 42 games with 70 points.
70 points, yeah. And then Spurs and Forest on 69.
They lost 10 games, Man United, and come third on 70 points. And we've already got that. Man City are only on 71 points. See, it's not over. Positivity. Tottenham are 42 games, 69 points. Fucking unbelievable, that. I mean, the bottom three. Look at the bottom three. Look at them.
Man City got relegated, didn't
they? Yes.
Man City and Brighton got relegated.
Man City, Swansea and Brighton. So fuck off, Man City. You shit.
Liverpool. So we got to the European Cup quarterfinals.
Boom.
Got knocked out by, I can't pronounce them, Widzum Lodz.
Would he Swedish or something?
Widzew.
Yeah.
Lodz. Widzum Lodz.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. So we lost the first leg 2-0 away. And then we won at home 3-2. Phil Neely and Russian Hodgson scored.
Too much to do. 2-0 away, that.
We got slaughtered in the fifth round of the FA Cup by Brighton.
Slaughtered, was he?
Well, it was 1-2, but you'd expect us to beat Brighton.
Well, yeah, he got relegated.
We won the League Cup. Third year on the bounce, we won the League Cup, yeah.
Beat the Manx.
Kennedy and Ray and Ronnie Whelan scored. White side for them.
Yeah, fuck off.
That was the third year on the bounce. We won that, yeah?
Yeah.
We also won the Charity Shield, 1-0 against Spurs.
Yeah, because we... Dade won the FA Cup against... Is that the Aussie Ardealers? All that shit.
What's his face? Archibald, was it?
Was that against Man City?
Steve Archibald. Oh, I don't know who they're playing against.
I think it was Man City.
And that was the end of the great man.
Who?
Bob Paisley announced his retirement.
Oh.
Stood down after 9 years. His war chest. It's war, Emma. His war chest consisted of 6 league wins, 3 European Cups, 3 League Cups, 4 FA Cups, a Super Cup, and a UEFA Cup.
No, we never won the FA Cup.
I said he won the 4. FA Cup 4 times.
No, well, he didn't, did he? We won the FA Cup in 73. We didn't win it again till 86. Fact.
Yes, I'm going to have to go and find what page I got this from.
And fucking shoot whoever it was.
And then shoot myself for not even realising. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Shankly's last trophy, yeah.
I mean, he also got countless manager this season, match of the year and all that stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, do you remember back then when you were manager of the year? I don't know what you get now, but you used to get a fucking great big giant bottle of Bell's whiskey or something.
Yeah, it was a, I can't even, not a, is it Jeroboam? Is that a thing? Am I imagining that? A big like gallon of Bell's whiskey.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine them coming out and going, "Oh yeah, man, just put it in the bar."
I'll just have a shower in it, man. Oh, bastard.
You couldn't drink all that whiskey. I'm having a good go this year, like, but...
Just put a teat on the end of it.
Oh, yeah. So, shall we move on to music?
Why not?
So, number one, when we first played the Blue Shite that season, was Culture Club.
Mm-hmm.
They went number one on the 23rd of October for 3 weeks with Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Now, for me, this was I'm Nine. This was a sex anthem.
Really?
Yeah, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
You thought about that at nine?
Yeah. Which is wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a big fat cock splitting someone. I don't know why.
That's some deep shit, that.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Now, I'm not saying you're wrong, but what is wrong about that sentence is when it starts with, I was 9 years old, thinking about that.
Well, I was nine. I was nine when that song came out, and that's what I thought of. And I can remember thinking that. I remember being in Granton Road, in just outside Anfield Stadium, basically. My nan and grandad lived there for maybe 1 or 2 years, while Meirick Road in Norris Green, their house there got rebuilt. My grandad was a builder at the time. So we literally used to play in the... it was all terraced houses, obviously around Anfield, but behind. Behind the terraced houses was a football pitch, you know, like an AstroTurf. No, what it was, tarmac Astro pitch thing with goals in and everything, and we used to play out there playing footy and all that while all the fans were parking up the cars. You know, Marky, mind your car for a pound and all that. We were them for like 2 years. And this is this time. This is Smash Hits. My auntie Melanie lived at home with Nan and Grandad. So the Smash Hits magazine was out. Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? I don't know why I thought about getting bummed, but that's what I thought about.
Okay.
So that was number one for 3 weeks. And then.
Yeah, then hold on, just a tangent on that. Did you know he was a man?
Who?
What's his face? Culture Club fella?
Yeah, Boy George, yeah. Yeah, because Come a Chameleon has come out before this, surely. I think.
Yeah, Come a Chameleon was the first one, wasn't it? But when that came out, because I remember, obviously, I'm. What am I, 3 years older than you?
Yeah.
So I was a little bit older. I remember having a debate in the family going, is it a man or is it a woman? Is it called boy because he's being a little bit, wee? So we had the debate and we still didn't know.
When you think of Bowie and the way Bowie used to dress, I was never into Bowie. Boy George, Adamant.
Yeah, but you could tell that they were men.
Yeah.
Boy George was a good looking man. He could have passed easily as a woman.
You know what was his name from Liverpool?
Peter Burns.
He's dead now, isn't he? God rest his soul.
Pete Burns, yeah.
Is he dead?
Dead or alive? Yeah, I think his lips exploded, didn't he?
Fucking hell, what a waste of life. What a fucking song. Oh. Anyway, yeah. So, right, the next song.
God, I'm dying to find out what you thought this song meant. Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, the 12th of March for 2 weeks, number one, 83, Total Eclipse of My Ass. Everybody knows this song. I haven't listened to it. It's in the playlist, which is on Apple Music and on Spotify. I've already updated it, so it's there for you. It's in the show notes, both links in these show notes. So just go and click on the show notes and you can listen to all the number ones from the Liverpool derbies, the Merseyside derbies. I haven't listened to this song for a long time, so I don't know how it goes. A total eclipse of
the heart. Yeah, I have heard it. I'm not singing it for you. Right, skip the music. Let's get on to TV.
Go ahead, lad.
So, 1982, the main things happening on TV world. Channel 4 started.
This is massive, isn't it?
We had a massive 4 channels to choose from. Do you hear that, kids? 4 channels.
But now on modern telly, right? Yes, on Freeview, you've got 100 channels. Yes, on Sky or Virgin or BT, you've probably got 200 or 300 channels.
Yeah.
But they're all shit. Now it's apps. So it's Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu in America, if you're an American listener. You know what I mean? But back then, this, I can remember this night. I can remember being in Monville Road in Vazakali, in my mum's bedroom, because my dad used to work nights, watching, because they had a telly in the bedroom, a little black and white telly, watching the launch of Channel 4.
Yeah.
I can remember it was them four, the Channel 4 was the sticks, and it was on this revolving thing where it would form into a 4.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. And then you obviously remember the first programme was on.
I think it was Brookside, but I don't know.
It starts with Countdown, didn't it?
Did it? You know better than me because you're older than me.
Countdown was the first programme on it. I'm trying to remember his name now. Richard Whiteley and Carol Vorderman. She was a bit of strumpet, wasn't she?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Still is gorgeous. I'd let her shit on my chest, but...
Well, that's another episode. And yeah, you hit on it again. Brookside was on as well later on.
Yeah.
I haven't looked to see how many seasons it went, but that was on for a while when it Brookside, the Liverpool soap. Set at a fictional close that where everything that bad could happen did happen.
Yeah.
Why would anybody ever live there?
No, fucking. And it's literally a mile from our house.
What, where it was?
Yeah. Brookie's still there. He could just live in it now. They were real houses.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a close, It's a real close, no.
Right. Also, the Tube started. Remember the Tube? Jules Hollison, Holland and Paul Yates.
Yeah, I never watched it, but I did watch it. I must have watched it.
I think it was put out there as Top of the Pops for adults, because Top of the Pops was all obviously pop music, wasn't it? And it was all mime. They weren't allowed to sing live, were they? It had to be perfect.
Yeah.
But the thing with the Tube, they insisted it was live. They had to sing live. So obviously things went wrong. And Jules Holland and Paul Yates just bounced off each other. Lots of sexual innuendo. It was really funny to watch. Now, this next programme, I never really watched it. The Young Ones.
Oh,
I
know, mate.
I know you watch it. I know you love it. That's why I said that. But I was never into it. I've seen the occasional episode, but no, even now I'm not sort of intrigued to go and watch it.
Oh, mate, please, right. Just take the time. I think it's 6 episodes a season. I own them on iTunes, on Apple, basically. And I've watched them again. And they still stand up.
Yeah.
Think about...
I know the premise of it, because obviously I've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
I just found it stupid.
Yeah, of course it's stupid. But, you know, Alexei Sayle was... And, you know, he's a Labour man. He's a communist. He's all that. He's left wing. He was on it, so his politics come through a little bit at the time. He looks very old now when you see him live.
Yeah.
The whole show's beautiful. Obviously, Rick Mayall's not with us anymore. God love him.
Aid Edwardson, Nigel Planer.
Yeah. What a fan.
The other fella, I couldn't remember his name, so I had to look it up. Chris Ryan.
Yeah, you know, they're all amazing. What an amazing show. It was probably 10 years above our time, because obviously 82, 83 isn't our time. We're only still 10 or 11, 12. We're obviously 90s children. But what a show. Now, this one surprised me. You've put here, The Goodies Begins.
Yeah, no, I always thought that was a 70s thing.
So did I.
Now, I don't know whether it's a new Goodies series started. You know, there was The Goodies, and then it ended, like, end of 70s. Then it started again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it says on Wikipedia, The Goodies started in 1982.
I'll have to have a look at that. I'm not going to disprove it, because I've got no evidence. I can't be arsed looking.
No, but obviously when I saw it, I didn't research it any further. I just took it as gold. That, yeah, okay, we'll take that.
The Goodies, goodie, drop. Was that what they sung?
Something like that. The giant cat chasing them.
Yeah.
Now, were you a Tiz Was or a multicoloured swap shop?
Swap shop. I tolerated Tiz Was.
All the cool kids in school watching Tiz Was.
Yeah, all the pot herbs.
Yeah. Now, that was taken over in 82 by Saturday Superstore, Mike Reed and
Sarah Green.
Sarah Green, yeah.
He was fucking fit.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, that's why you watched it Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So they took over this multicolored swap shop, Mr. Noel Edmonds, and Tiz Was ended. Tiz Was started in 1974, ended in 1982.
So I was born in 73, 29th of December. So basically Tiz was me.
Yeah.
Noel Edmonds still looks exactly the same as he did back then.
The greatest thing I ever saw on the multicolored swap shop was Matt Bianco. Remember that group, Matt Bianco?
Yeah.
They were on. And they do a phone-in.
Yeah.
And I've got a question for Matt Bianco. Okay, you're on live with Matt Bianco. What do you want to say? Hello, is that Matt Bianco? Yeah. I think you're a load of wankers. Oh, comedy gold. Oh, Levins. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, I loved it. We talked about that for months afterwards.
I don't think any, well, stuff like that just can't happen now, can it?
Yeah, there's still, well, live phone-ins, obviously, it's going to have a delay on it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Now, you've got here, March 83, TV.
Oh, TV, I am. No, yeah. Yeah. Why, what are you going to say now? TVM, Good Morning Britain, Ann Diamond, Nick Owen and Richard Keys.
That's amazing, because it's back now, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've brought it back now for this century with the fucking king wanker of all wankers. Because he's a fucking prick.
Yeah. Class A.
What's his name?
What's his face?
Yeah.
What's his name? just know as wanker.
Yeah, everyone knows. He's a cunt.
I can see his face.
Oh, I can see his face. He was in America for a bit.
Oh my God, I nearly came out then.
just imagine my knob in your gob and it'll pop out.
No, it would. I'd never let it pop out.
Well, anyway, right. So in 83, Nick Owen, Winter Willis?
Wincy
Willis.
She was the weather girl. Oh, yeah, I fancied Wincy. Didn't I fancy Wincy?
And the hairiest man on TV, Richard Keys.
Yeah. Mr. Gorilla Arms himself.
Yeah, who's now on BN Sports.
Yeah.
And is a fucking prick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether you know, but it had very, very, very poor viewing figures. They were considering pulling it.
Yeah. Until
a certain Easter, they brought in someone for the kids, a little puppet.
Yeah.
Called Roland Rat.
Oh, what a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Rat fans.
He was the self-proclaimed saviour of morning telly.
Yeah, and he fucking wasn't he?
Yeah, it was a sinking ship, wasn't it?
Kevin. Oh, Kevin.
He was described as the only rat to join a sinking ship.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin. Riffins. Weird is rolling back now because this generation of, you know, he had a single, Rat Rapping.
Rat Rapping, God, yeah.
He probably had an album on the strength of that. I don't know. But did he move over to Channel 4?
There was a move. I don't know where he went, but there was definitely a move.
When, what was that called? Chris Evans and Paul
Big
Lee.
Breakfast, yeah, Big Breakfast.
Did he go over to the Big Breakfast?
Yeah, that's what it was. He did. Definitely went to the Big Breakfast.
You dirty, horrible rat. You deserve everything you fucking get. I hope they fucking shot you. Now, Blockbusters, you've put here. ITV with Bob Holders.
Yeah, that started. It ran for 10 seasons.
Is that all?
Yeah, I know that for a fact because it's coming back.
Oh.
And I went to watch the screening of the first one.
Did you?
At LC Studios in London. Dara O'Brien is now hosting it.
Who did you take to watch that?
Shelley Belly.
Why did you take me? I'm like, basically, I'm better than your wife. Because I'll suck you off for a Mars bar.
Oh, I've had a thought.
So you went to watch it? How long ago?
About 4 weeks ago now.
What was it like?
Yeah, it's dead good. It's going to be dead funny. It's more comedy. It's going to be on the Comedy Central channel.
Ah, right, okay.
So it's the same premise, same two students against one. Six formers. If you're in the two team, you go across. You're six hexagons across. If you're on your own, it's five hexagons down. The gold run's still on it and everything, but the spot prizes. There's a lot of comedy element to it.
Can I have a pee, please, Bob?
Nobody actually said that.
Oh, no, babe.
But yeah, it's coming back after 10, well, not after 10 years, because it's been off air for a while. But, and I'm going. Where are we now? In a couple of weeks to watch Celebrity Juice as well. Got tickets for that. Boom.
How are you getting all these fucking TV tickets?
It's on the internet, mate. Just ask for them.
Wow. You just live in a different world. You're like VIP, whereas I'm just V.
See, you've got all these podcasts. You're famous in that respect. I just want to have my face on telly. Even if it's in the crowd, peeping over someone's shoulder.
Is that David Dickinson in there? Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, mate. Right, well, should we wind this show up or what?
Well, I think that's we're done, yeah. Everton have soured the night. I'm on to my sixth can of Magnus.
Yeah, I've had two treble whiskies. I've had four cans of Stella. I'm happy. I'm not too downtrodden. We've got through two of the toughest away games that we have, Everton and Man United. Unscathed, without conceding goals.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see Man City going the rest of the season without having a blip. But at the same time, I can see Liverpool having a blip as well. So I'm still... I'll be happy with second spot. So obviously, if Man City slip up, then it's in our hands again. Then we've got to hold on to this time. But they've got the momentum now. Like I said before, if the pressure's off us now to just have a little chill and start playing the football that we're capable of, then we've got half a decent chance.
What, European Cup by Munich, what do you feel?
I think the home game, he just played the team not to get beat, which was a fantastic bit of tactical genius because I can see us scoring.
Yeah.
And if we score, obviously, then they need two.
Definitely.
So I can definitely see us getting through to the next round.
I went to see Bayern Munich playing Hoffenheim about 3 years ago now, maybe 4 years ago. And basically the same players were playing back then.
And yeah.
They are coming to the end of they're having this strange sort of season where they are creeping up and they're still second in the league, I think, but they were way back down. There's a strange scene by Munich. So I can see us going through, but dare I say, I won't be heartbroken if we go out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Referee! Blow the whistle!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.